Hare Krishna. Don't equate inner instability with outer incompatibility. Outer incompatibility refers to a situation in which we feel is incompatible with us. We may have a service or a job which we feel is not according to our nature. We may have a relationship with someone and we may feel that I am not compatible with that person. Now, such incompatibility can be a possibility, but we shouldn't make that the first assumption, because the nature of the mind is to always be dissatisfied with what one has and to look for something else, something new, something different. So this restlessness of the mind, inner instability, is often a greater cause of discontent than outer incompatibility. So people sometimes, when they assume that, oh, I'm this situation not compatible, they try to change the situation. But if the mind is uncontrolled, then whatever situation they may go into, the mind will find that, mind will make them believe, oh, this is not the right situation. I need to go to the next situation. And the next situation. And in that way, there is no end to how much the mind will make us into a rolling stone. And as it is said, a rolling stone gathers no moss. So similarly, we will not be able to do anything, to develop any deep connection, to understand ourselves better. So, rather than presuming that the discontent that we are feeling is because of outer incompatibility, we can better to presume that it is because of inner instability. So, if we just wait for some time, the mind goes from one extreme to another. And the mind sometimes says, this thing is so wonderful, I can't live without it. And then the mind goes to the other extreme, like on a pendulum. And then it says, oh, I can't live with this. And in this way, the mind keeps oscillating. So rather than oscillating with the mind, we can cultivate stability through patience. That means, okay, these feelings are there, let me see how long they last. Now, if we dwell on those feelings, they will grow bigger and bigger and they will make us feel worse and worse and worse. But if we place ourselves in situations, whether it be services or jobs or relationships, based on commitments, not just on emotions, then we will be able to live through, weather through the mind's mood swings. And especially helpful is if we connect with God. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 6th chapter, it is said, he said in the 6th chapter, in 6.5 and 6.6, Krishna says that the mind can act as our enemy, therefore we should be very careful. And in 6.7 he says, Jitatmanah prashantasya paramatma samahitah shitoshu sukadukheshu tathamana apamanayo. So here says Krishna says, Jitatmanah, if we conquer the mind, prashantasya, then we will get real stability. We will become peaceful, we will attain contentment. Why? Because Paramatma Samahitaha, that we will be connected with the Paramatma. Shitoshna Sukha Dukheshu. So the changes, which the external situations which we feel as uncomfortable, we will be able to endure them because we get higher satisfaction by our connection with God. So sometimes we get so caught up in fretting over what we think is the outer incompatibility that we don't even strive for inner spirituality. But if we strive for inner spirituality, then we get inner stability, and then the outer seeming incompatibility is realized to be just a discomfort which can be tolerated and transcended. And thus we don't become like rolling stones, but we can become like focused arrows moving forward towards life's supreme destination. That is life and love eternal with Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.